Here's a bulletin from Baskin Ridge, New Jersey. Coon hunters have stumbled on a second cylinder similar to the first one embedded in the Great Swamp 20 miles south this time of Morristown. Army field pieces are proceeding from Newark to blow up the second invading unit before the cylinder can be opened and the fighting machine rigged. They're taking up a position in the foothills of Watchung Mountains. Wait a second here. We have another bulletin from Langham Field, Virginia. Scouting planes report enemy machines, three in number, increasing speed northward, kicking over houses and trees in their evident haste to form a conjunction with their allies south of Morristown. Machines also sighted by telephone operator east of Middlesex, within 10 miles of Plainfield. Hang on, we have a second bulletin here. It reads, this one's from Winston Field, Long Island. A fleet of Army bombers carrying heavy explosives flying north in pursuit of enemy here. Scouting planes act as guides. They keep the speeding enemy in sight here. Just a minute, please, ladies and gentlemen. We've run special wires to the artillery line in adjacent villages to give you direct reports from the zones of the advancing enemy. First, right now, we take you to the battery of the 22nd Field Artillery, located in the Watchung Mountains.
Range, 32 meters.
32 meters.
Projection, 39 degrees.
39 degrees.
Fire.
140 yards to the right, sir.
Shift range, 31 meters.
31 meters.
Projection, 37 degrees.
37 degrees.
Fire.
A hit, sir. We got the tripod on one of them. They've stopped. The others are trying to repair it.
Quick, get the range. Ship 30 meters.
30 meters.
Projection, 27 degrees.
27 degrees.
Fire.
I can't see the shell land, sir. They're letting off a smoke.
What is it?
It's a black smoke, sir. Moving this way. Lying close to the ground. It's moving fast.
Put on gas masks. Get ready to fire. Shift to 24 meters.
24 meters.
Projection 24 degrees.
24 degrees.
Fire.
I still can't see, sir. The smoke's coming nearer.
Get the range.
23 meters.
24 meters.
23 meters.
Projection 22 degrees.
Projection 22 degrees.
Army bombing plane V-843 off Bayonne, New Jersey. Lieutenant Voigt, commanding 8 bombers, reporting to Commander Fairfax, Langham Field. This is Voigt reporting to Commander Fairfax, Langham Field. Enemy tripod machines are now in sight, reinforced by 3 machines from the Morristown cylinder. 6 altogether, 1 machine partially crippled. Believed hit by small gun ray. Guns now appear silent. A heavy black fog hanging close to the earth. Extreme density, nature unknown. No sign of the heat ray. Enemy now turns east, crossing Passaic River into the Jersey marshes. Another straddles the Pulaski Skyway. Evident objective is New York City. They're pushing down a high-tension power station. The machines are close together now. They're ready to attack. Our planes are circling, ready to strike. 1,000 yards will be over the first. 800 yards. 600 yards. 400. 200. There they go! The giant arm raised. A green flash, they're spraying us with flame! 2,000 feet! Our engines are giving out, there's no chance to release our bombs, there's only one thing left. We're gonna drop on a plane at all! We're diving on the first one! The engine's gone!
This is Bayonne, New Jersey, calling Langham Field. This is Bayonne, New Jersey, calling Langham Field. Come in, please.
Oh, this is Langham Field. Go ahead.
8 Army bombers in engagement with enemy tripod machines over Jersey Flats. Engines incapacitated by heat ray, all crashed. 1 enemy machine destroyed. Enemy now discharging heavy black smoke in direction of...
This is Newark, New Jersey. This is Newark, New Jersey. Warning, there's a poisonous black smoke pouring in from Jersey marshes. Reaches South Street. Gas masks useless. Urge population to move into open spaces. Automobiles use Route 7, 23, and 24. Avoid congested areas. Smoke now spreading over Raymond Boulevard.
2X2L calling CQ. 2X2L calling CQ. 2X2L calling XX3R. Come in, please.
This is 8X3R. Coming back at 2X2L.
How's reception? How's reception? K, please. Where are you? 8X3R. What's the matter?
I'm speaking to you from the roof of Broadcast Building, New York City. The bells you hear ringing are to warn the people to evacuate the city as the Martians approach. Estimated in the last 2 hours, 3 million people have moved out along the road to the north. Hutchinson River Parkway still open for motor traffic. Avoid bridges to Long Island, hopelessly jammed. All communication with Jersey Shores closed 10 minutes ago. No more defenses here. Our army wiped out. Artillery, Air Force, everything gone. Everything wiped out. This may be our last broadcast. We'll stay here to the end. People are holding service here below us in the cathedral. Now I look down the harbor, all manner of boats overloaded with fleeing population pulling out from the docks. Streets are jammed here, noise in crowds like New Year's Eve in the city here. Wait a minute. I can see them, the enemies now in sight above the Palisades. Five great machines here. First one is crossing the river. I can see it from here. It's wading the Hudson like a man wading through a brook. Hang on, another bulletin handed to me. The Martians are falling in all over the country. We understand one outside of Buffalo, one in Chicago, another in St. Louis. They seem to be timed and spaced. Now the first machine reaches the shore here. He stands watching, looking over the city. His steel, cowlish head is even with the skyscrapers. He's waiting for the others. They rise like a line of new towers on the city's west side. Now they're lifting up their metal hands. Oh God, this is the end. The smoke's coming here. Black smoke's drifting all over the city. You can probably hear the panic. People in the streets see it now. They're running towards the East River, thousands of them, dropping. They look like they're dropping in like rats. The smoke's spreading even faster here. You can see it's reached Times Square. People are trying to run away from it, but there's no escaping. There's no use. They're falling. They're dropping like flies here. I can see it. The smoke is crossing 6th Street all the way up to 5th Avenue. It's 100 yards away, 50 feet.
Two X2L calling CQ. 2X2L calling CQ. New York? Isn't there anyone there? Isn't there anyone on the air?
You're listening to the Mark and Brian Radio Program's presentation of The War of the Worlds by H.G. Wells. The performance will continue after a brief intermission on the Mark and Brian Radio Program, 95.5 KLOS.